Blog Talk Radio.
About Sharon, I'm just going to ask her to hit 1 on her keypad so I can just plug her into the Labrish as soon as I'm finished. So Sharon, go ahead and let me know you're here. Okay. All right. Well, I see that she's here, so I'm going to tell the rest of our listeners about her. And I want to welcome my listeners online as well as all the listeners that I can see on my keyboard. So Sharon was born in London, but spent 3 years in Jamaica. Now, in that 3 years, believe you me, I know she feels so Jamaican because she attended Murat Bay and Camperdown High Schools. Now, I'm having a little difficulty with these names because, you know, this is your senior here talking to you. And I left Jamaica so long ago that I'm sort of out of touch. However, Sharon isn't. She's a self-taught writer. She has written poetry and also short stories. And it was one of her short stories or one of her blogs that led me to her. She writes on issues that are relevant to Caribbean people all over the world, in England, the United States, and wherever she now resides. She now resides in the United States, along with me, not in my state, but, you know, right here in the state, she's with us. And her first published piece was what led me to her. It's called The Best of Both Worlds. And I'm going to have her labrish with us a little tonight about that. And, of course, that can be found at www.jamaicans.com. Now she describes herself as a political progressive. She is the co-founder of People of Black Heritage and Black British New Yorkers. Her ultimate goal is to pursue her dream of writing and having her work published. So we're going to consider this her pre-publishing launch. So let me open up the mic and welcome her. Good evening.
Good evening, Miss Marshall. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm good, thank you. Trying to stay warm.
Okay. Well, how old is it where you are?
Okay, Lo. We'll talk later. Bye.
Okay.
I think there's a caller on the line who pressed 1.
Yes, yes. Hello there,
caller on the line.
Yes. Well, actually, we'd like you to stay on board if you'd like to join in the conversation later on. But I just wanted for Sharon to introduce herself and talk to our listeners for a little while, and then we'll be taking questions and comments very soon. So,
right.
Sharon, you're on.
Okay. I'd like to, first of all, thank you so much, Ms. Marshall, for giving me this opportunity. As a new writer out there, you know, God is moving, and I just want to say thanks be to God, first of all. And thank you, Ms. Marshall, for giving me the opportunity to put my work out there and for people to hear my voice.
Well, you're most welcome. And it was because I was impressed by what you wrote that I, you know, I sought you out and asked you to be a guest.
Thank you so much. And I just really love what you're doing. And in our conversations off air, I really appreciate that you're doing this and that you're taking the step to become technologically savvy. I don't know if I could do it, but thank you for this medium. Really appreciate
it. Well, you're most welcome. Well, I would like to first also welcome my co-host and introduce you to my co-host, Donna. Let me
open
up the mic here. Donna, you're on.
Oh, hello. How are you doing,
Very well, thank you.
Hi, Wonder. Donna. How are you? Nice to meet you online.
Yes. Yes, well, one of the things that I lost it, but I'm going to come back to it, bring up the information that you sent out. I thought it was a pretty interesting write-up. I was telling Miss Margaret that it kind of reminded me of towards the end you talk about how you utilize your skill in moving between the patois and your regular, you know, English accent for you know, personal reasons, and I thought And I thought it was so funny because I said, you know, it reminds me of, you know, occasions when you're getting your nails done at a salon and there's, you know, foreign people or Koreans or whatever that are in there and they're speaking. You're saying, oh, I wonder if they're talking about my nails or if they're – and so it's kind of interesting. And so I said, that's what
they are.
I'm sorry?
We know that they do that.
Yes, yes. So it just kind of reminded me of that. But I said, you know, that's the thing about it. It comes in handy.
Definitely.
All right. Well, you know that Donna is I must say, Donna is loves Jamaica and Jamaican culture, but she herself is not from Jamaica. So you know that when she calls it patois, and we just say patois, right?
Yes. Like,
but you know
yes.
What is intriguing to me, Sharon, is I have not been acquainted with anyone who was born in London and really grew up there. 3 years, I figure, is not a long time to be in Jamaica, but I'm going to be curious as to how your patois sounds. So why don't you start off first by just telling me that what creates this passion in you, both to write and also what you wrote about? Because I'm not sure all our listeners know the content of what you really wrote about. So you want to share that with us?
Right. Okay. Well, I've always had a passion for writing. I remember as a child growing up, my grandparents who raised me would argue because at the dinner table, I would always have a book. I'd always have my nose in a book. And anyone who knows me can tell you to this day that, you know, I really love reading. And I guess because of my love of reading, I started to write. And one of my greatest ambitions was to be a journalist. And I guess now part of the reason why I wanted to come on air was also to let people know that it's never too late to realize your dream and that you should never let your dreams be deferred. So
Definitely.
You should go out there and live your
dream. Hello?
So that's how my writing and reading kind of came about from a very early age. My love for Jamaica, I guess, comes from my heritage, which is, although born in London and consider myself British, my parents and my family were from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they were immigrants in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So they raised their children and grandchildren in the same way that they had been raised. So I was steeped in the Jamaican culture, but still from a British perspective.
Gotcha.
It wasn't actually until my grandparents returned to Jamaica in the late 60s, taking me with them, that I then became immersed in Jamaican culture.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you a funny story. As a young girl, I was very, very British, because at that time there weren't that many immigrants. So a lot of my friends were white and other immigrants. And I remember being raised in the church, singing in the choir, and I remember one of my Sunday school teachers saying, when she learned that I was going to be moving to Jamaica, saying that, you know, oh, you can go and civilize them. So, you know, this was just people were very kind of racist in an covert way
right.
at that time. So I went to Jamaica with preconceived ideas, which I'm telling you, they were turned on their heads when I got there.
So I gather that both your parents and your grandparents lived in England. What part of England were you raised?
I was born in Brixton. Well, actually, in Dulwich, I believe, as my mum will say. But we lived in Brixton at a time when it was not as densely populated with people from the Caribbean. So my grandmother, you could say, I know she didn't come on the Windrush, but she was certainly close to that
wave
of
immigrants. You know, that's interesting, because my father went to England on the Windrush.
Wow.
And I've never heard anyone call the name of that ship before.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
this
if you research, they actually are having a big anniversary. I think it's the 50th anniversary or the 60th anniversary of the Windrush generation. So there are lots of exhibits going on in England at the moment to celebrate that, because we're the children of those people, those immigrants who came over, or the grandchildren.
That's very interesting. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm getting goose pimples. I see we have a caller from 772. That's not you. Is it Sharon?
No, that's
that
not.
That has their hands raised. And I would like to tell them that I'll be opening up the mic to them in just a few seconds. So go ahead and tell us the rest of your story.
Okay. I think what really started me to write this piece, which is in, can be found at www.jamaicans.com, and it's in the culture section, and the piece is called The Best of Both Worlds. And what really prompted me to write that piece was the passing of the Honorable Louise Bennett Coverley. And somebody was asking for memories of Louise Bennett. So this is how this piece came to be, because Miss Coverley did impact my life in quite a huge way, even though I never met her, but I knew of her works. And it was because of her book, Labrish, that I was able to assimilate myself into Jamaican culture, because as a child coming from England with a very strong, what we call Cockney accent, you can imagine I was teased a lot.
I can imagine.
And my school experience at that time was not a very happy one, I must say.
Right, right.
And it was stumbling across Louise Bennett's book, Labrish, that I was able to kind of tune my ear to patois. And fine-tune my tones and vowels and pronunciations, and I was then able to fit in with the other children.
Right. So let me ask you something. When you were growing up, did your parents speak patois as the way you found it spoken in Jamaica or in Louise Bennett's book at that time?
Yes, they did. But strangely enough, the children were not allowed to speak patois.
That's interesting, because, you see, I grew up in Jamaica in the 30s and 40s, and we were not allowed to speak patois. I mean, we were just not allowed. It wasn't spoken in schools either at the time, and it was more or less when we went to the pantomime or when we went to a play, and Louise Bennett was very popular at that time, but it was more for theater and, you know, entertainment.
I mean, she was certainly an innovator in the recognition of Patois as an indigenous language.
Right. So let me ask you something. Can you really speak Patois the way Jamaicans speak it?
Oh, what do you, Mrs.?
Well, that's good enough.
Tell you something, we have tree culture. We have tree culture now.
All right. You really sound good. So tell me the third culture.
American. That's my adopted homeland now.
All right, I got that. How long have you been in the States?
Actually, since 1996.
I got you.
So
very
like
good.
13 years.
Well, you still sound very British. I was saying to my co-host that I remember I have a cousin who was trained in London. She's a nurse. And when she came to the States first, I mean, she was so British. She would call the gas station the petrol station.
The petrol station.
And she referred to the washcloth as a rag. And what else? I mean, everything was sort of had a different name.
The sidewalk is the pavement.
Beg your pardon?
The sidewalk is the pavement.
Oh, yes. But, you know.
The trunk is the boots, yes.
Right. All of those things. But even though we spoke, you know, we called it the Queen's English at the time when I was in school, you know, in the 30s and 40s and early 50s, we, you know, Patois was for entertainment. And we really did not.
Or the common people.
Yes. And we didn't speak it at the dining table and when we interacted with each other. Perhaps. Some of it, you know, because everybody knows, not everybody, but everybody in Jamaica that is Jamaican knows Patois. But
right.
Most people in those days did not use it for communication on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, so it's very
because
interesting.
You wanted to show that you were civilized and refined and you knew how to speak properly.
Right. Definitely. And tell me about the organizations that you're involved with now.
Well, I'm co-founder with three other colleagues, Penny Morgan, Sharon Bailey-Brown, and Denise Omeni, of an organization called People of Black Heritage. And that was born out of our desire to kind of make a change in the community in which we lived, which was in the New York area. And especially with regard to children and the situation with that was happening in certain of our inner city schools, where the neglect that we saw, children's education. So we actually have, let me say, we've raised some funds for a deserving student in the Bronx, which we're still trying to find that deserving student so that they can get some tuition or extra help. And the last event that we did was in October. We did a 5K walk in support of sickle cell. And we raised, I think we raised $1,000, actually. We're still counting the money because donations are still coming in. We hope to donate all of the proceeds of that walk to a reputable organization that's either dealing with research or providing assistance to sufferers of sickle cell.
Excellent. Now, I see we have several callers from the New York area. So do you have a website that you are using to help to raise these funds?
The website is actually a work in progress at the moment because what we try to do is really minimize our expenses. So we kind of rely on people helping us free of charge. So the website is actually a work in progress. It's actually being put in place by someone from London. So it just shows you that in this global shrinking,
Oh, yeah.
So many different things can happen, and you don't have to all be in the same place. So
definitely. And I, with that said, I'd like to welcome our callers from all over, wherever you're calling in from. I see that our switchboard is really lighting up. And actually, we have some people online that's listening online also. And I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish. We're here each week on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And that's what we do. We just pretend we're in the backyard on the island, enjoying the trade winds, listening to some nice reggae, jazz, classic reggae in the background. And we're just having a nice labrish between friends or just coworkers or whatever. We labrish in groups. Sometimes it's just two people labrishing. But a labrish is just that. For callers who might not know what a labrish is, were you familiar with that? Well, with Miss Louise Bennett on her labrish, she was always labrishing about something that related to the life in Jamaica or something that was going on. I remember one of my favorite poems that she had put together is when we got our first pedestrian crossing in Jamaica. Do you know that poem?
No, I don't recall that one, actually.
And I don't even remember seeing it printed, but I remember hearing it and never, ever forgot it. Because, you know, she would write some things that are really real. And
Yes. People
were not, I mean, I'm talking about perhaps the early 40s. People were sort of not accustomed to these pedestrian crossings.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be hesitant as to
crossing
the street. So she started off the poem by saying, if a cross you go cross, beg your cross, make me pass. Which
wonderful.
Means if you're going, go ahead so I can
go
get
ahead.
Behind you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
wonderful.
Never, ever forgot that. And I must have heard that at a pantomime or something. And
I'm going to go and look for that one. Definitely.
Yes, yes, but it's about the pedestrian crossing.
Amazing.
And that's one that stands out in my mind. But
I mean,
as you know, and for our listeners that might not know, our website is www.backyardlabrish.com. And we really, you go there, you see Miss Louise, our cultural icon is there. And we talk about a lot of interesting things. So we hope you'll visit our website and become a part of our community. So I'm going to open up the mic now, and I just want to tell you, Sharon, that if that is your first piece that you wrote, you did a very good job, and I know you're on your way to really bringing out this passion of wanting to write. And one of the seniors on our panel is George Graham, who is a writer. He taught journalism, and he has a book on our website that's called Remembering Jamaica or Jamaica Remembered. And he has several of his little skits or poems that he wrote about growing up in Jamaica in the period that I grew up in. You know, because things were a little different then than they are now. But there's a question I want to ask you before I start taking questions from our callers. It seems to me like you have been exposed to three different school systems. You were
yes.
schooled in London, then you went to Jamaica, and you went to school there for 3 years. And then, from what I hear, you're involved with the school system in the United States, too.
Yes.
Correct?
That's correct, yes,
because
I have a daughter.
I wanted to find out from you, I'm not saying necessarily to compare them, but to evaluate them and to share with the listeners, you know, if there are any differences, I mean, and what, just explain.
I think the school system in England is very good, but for me, my best experience of school was being schooled in Jamaica. Simply for the fact that even though they didn't have the resources, they actually made much of the little that they had. And the children, when I was going to school in Jamaica, I'm not sure what it's like now, the children of that of my generation, they really did receive a totally rounded education. The teachers then were extremely passionate in passing on knowledge to children.
Right.
Not to mention the fact of what it does to one's psyche to be taught by people who look like you,
right,
who know your experiences, who know your life, because you are them and they are you.
Yes. Yeah, so it had more of an impression on you.
Definitely. To see those positive role models, to see that teacher coming into class decked out, starched dress or whatever, it made you have that sense of pride in how you looked.
Right, right. Now, what
because
year
you
was
you
this
didn't want to let down the side. I'm sorry?
What year were you schooled in Jamaica?
I went to school in Jamaica in the 67, 69,
70. I see. Good. Now, do you still have relatives there?
Yes, yeah.
And do you have people in the school system now?
No, not that I'm in touch with now. No.
I got
but I understand that things have really changed.
Yes,
and,
that's
and
what
I
wanted to really talk about a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I asked that question. I don't know if there are any callers. I see we have a lot of callers tonight that have children or know of children in the school system now. Because I just wanted to get a little feel. I knew what it was like in my day. And as you're saying that you believe it's a little different now, I'm going to take call a number from 772-359. That caller have their hands raised, so I'm going to open up the mic now and welcome you. Just a minute. Hello, this is Margaret on Backyard Labrish. Who am I speaking with?
I am speaking with Sharon's uncle.
Oh, hi, Sharon's uncle. What's your name?
My name is Uncle Roy.
Uncle Roy. Well,
hi, Uncle Roy.
Welcome to the backyard.
I live in Florida.
Oh, my gosh, this is a surprise.
I know. Your mom called me, so I've been listening.
Oh, great. Well, welcome to the show, and you're here to welcome the budding writer. Am I correct?
Pardon me?
I say you're here to welcome the budding writer.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay, so you have a fan club going, both for with family and a group of fans, including me.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah, well, welcome, Uncle Roy. Did you have a comment that you wanted to make?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm listening.
Okay.
You know, to all the remarks and Sharon's experience and all that, and can more or less confirm what she's saying. You know, it's facts.
Right, I got
right.
you. Okay, well, we want to welcome you, and we want to invite
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Uncle Roy.
Okay, welcome to that.
And
I hope
Uncle
you
Roy, I want to thank
again.
You, too. Beg your pardon?
I'm saying I hope that he logs on again or telephones again next Wednesday.
Okay.
I will. Most definitely will. Because I've got the numbers written down, so I'll be listening.
Right.
Thank you so
yes.
much.
Oh,
thank you.
You're
Uncle
more than welcome,
Uncle
Roy.
Thank
I
you.
I feel so, well, you know what? You know what? I'm bubbling over. I feel so proud of her.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
I love you.
Well, this is what a labrish is for, to bring people
well,
together.
Well, you better believe it's a only for labrish this, you know.
All right. You know, that's right, brother man. Okay.
All right.
I see we have another caller that wanted to come in and join the library, so I'm going to open it up to 718-798.
Okay.
You're on.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. This is Margaret with Backyard Library. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Sharon's mother. I'm Rulder.
Hi.
Hi,
say that name to me again.
Excuse me?
What is the name again?
Rulder. Spell
Rulder.
R-U-L-D-A. Very unusual name.
Very unusual. And you have a very unusual daughter also.
I thank you. And
so
I'd
welcome
like...
to Backyard Labrish.
Thank
and
you
And I just
for want that.
To tell all our listeners a little bit about what our objective is. Our objective with this radio show and also the website is to leave our living history. verbally. People can hear our voices. All these shows are archived on our website, both on the Backyard Lavish website and also on Blog Talk Radio's website. That means that, you know, when, I don't know, you cannot destroy the internet. You know,
no.
It's out there in outer space. So stories that we put online, or we talk, stories that we give on the radios, are they going to be there long after we're gone? And for the listeners who don't know me, they're the first time they're calling in, I describe myself as a senior, because, you know, I'm getting up there. I know I'm not going to be here 20 years from now. You know, that's not possible. But guess what? My grandchildren will be able to hear my voice.
Yes.
Long after I'm gone. Oh, I wish I could hear my mother's voice again. You know what I mean? My mother made her transition in 1984. And I did have some tapes that my mother made with my daughter, but I had a house fire, and they were destroyed. So, and that's what gave me the passion to really have some history about just life that my grandchildren can get 20 years from this, if they wish. No, they might not.
Wonderful idea.
And thank you so much for your vision and for your passion, Miss Marshall. If it wasn't for you on the radio, so many stories wouldn't be told, and I'm sure that as a result of this forum, because I know I put the information out there, you'll be getting a lot more people participating. So I just want to say thank you again.
Well, and thank you. Thank you very much. And I want to encourage the seniors. So for the seniors if they're seniors on the call, and I mean, you know, I'm sure like your mother, I grew up when our island was a British, and I left before Jamaica became independent. And I was busy raising my family for years, and it's only since I've retired that I'm really getting back stronger with my roots.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and right now my grandchildren are young, and but they're still on the internet. However, I know that right now they might not be interested in stories about their roots, but just like you were, Sharon, when you went back to Jamaica, you had that special feeling, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And
definitely.
I know that at the time may come in their lives when they have the same feeling. So I know that if they just Google, and I'm sure they will find some. So we're leaving footprints now. And any of our listeners who want to just join us in the library or make a comment or ask a question of Sharon on her mother, just hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll be happy to plug you into the show. And we're looking for people with a story to join us online. And I have a caller from 718-798 who has raised their hands. And you're now on. The mic is open to you. This is Margaret. Who am I speaking with?
Faye Reed.
Beg your pardon?
Faye Reed.
Hi, Faye. Welcome to the library.
Well,
hi,
whatever.
Faye.
It's the same thing that happened with my family, too.
Excellent. So you're Auntie Faye.
Yes, I'm Auntie Faye.
And where are you calling from, Auntie Faye?
Bronx.
Oh, well, welcome from the Bronx.
Her mother called me. I never knew about this program before.
Oh, well, we've been lavishing here for a long time.
I never knew before, but
now I know. Oh, yes.
Everything that she says is the same thing that happened to my family. I left early from Jamaica to England, studied as a nurse, then raised my family, came to the New York, you know, to the Bronx. So everything she said, same way.
So you have some Jamaicans and some Jibrits.
Yes, but you know, as you said, we never spoke the Jamaican language at home. It was always as a play or...
You know, that's right, yes.
We never really spoke it, and it's kind of hard now. My children don't know it at all.
Right,
They've never spoken it, you know, and I don't really speak it around them.
Yes.
But I know it.
Yes, yes. We can speak it when we want to.
Yes. And Rhonda just called me, and I said, yes, I'm going to speak in my ear.
Me have to make everybody get in at this thing.
You know that's right, honey.
Yes.
You know that's right.
No, sorry, I go pass it on.
Yes, and I would like to ask you to check the website out, too, if you're not on the computer. Have one of your kids dial it up for you. It's www.backyardlabrish, and Jamaicans know how to spell a labrish, and for our American friends who don't, it's labrish.com.
I have a Louise Bennett book, too, you know.
Yes, I've got one.
I can read all about that.
Yes. So this is a weekly labrish that we have, and the objective of the website is to get stories, especially from the seniors who have stories.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the information online now about Jamaica and what's happening in Jamaica is not always positive, but we that have very positive memories need to get that information out there because. I don't know if a lot of people agree with me, but I embrace my British background growing up in Jamaica. I did not come to the United States feeling like a second-class citizen.
Not at all.
I was accustomed to having teachers that look like me. I was accustomed to seeing people that look like me in big positions, as well as people that didn't look like me. You know, Indians, Chinese, white people.
Every nationality.
Every color of the rainbow. As a matter of fact, when they were talking, I think it was Jesse Jackson that had the Rainbow Coalition.
Yes.
You know, we had that long ago, and we must consider that as something like a blessing. You know, we were very fortunate. I consider it, you know, being very fortunate as opposed to perhaps, as your daughter said, being born in London or being born in the United States of America.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that I had to identify with a color until I came here.
Yeah, well, in England, we learned that at the early stage when we all went to England.
You had to define your race?
Yes.
Oh, well, you see, when I came here to the United States, it was the first time I saw that question, and I put human. Because that's the only race I knew I was.
Exactly.
So.
I think that's so funny. But for me, I call myself Jaminglish because I'm Jamaican.
Jaminglish. You see, I referred to, you're the first British Jamaican that I've interviewed on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to find out what do people call themselves that are born in England of Jamaican parents. And I thought it was Jabrits.
Well, actually, if you're completing an official document, you would call yourself Afro-Caribbean.
Interesting.
And this is a problem I have completing forms here. When I had to apply for my citizenry, you know, and they want to ask you, you know, where were you born and what you consider yourself, I'm not Afro-American. I'm Afro-Caribbean.
Interesting.
And there's no, you know, that's not recognized here.
Right. Well, you know, most Jamaicans, and George wrote an article about this, because what led me to George Graham was his article on people say, I don't look Jamaican. And it was an article he wrote on, I think it was Jamaican.
Where everybody's Jamaican, not Chinese Jamaican or Syrian Jamaican. You're just Jamaican.
Just Jamaican.
Right.
That's one thing every Jamaican will tell you, that they never felt different from another Jamaican. And it was hard for them to put themselves in a category when they came here. They're just Jamaicans, whether they're white, Chinese, Indian, you know, mixed. It doesn't matter. They're just Jamaicans. Not anything else. And it's funny because I was watching a YouTube video not so long ago that was made by a Jamaican that went to Britain, I think, and was back in Jamaica doing this documentary. And one of the speakers
the one about the food?
Beg your pardon?
The one about the food, Miss Marshall?
Yes, 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 about the
food
festival.
Excellent video.
Excellent video. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have it on the website. And then one of the ladies that was describing, I think she has a restaurant or something out there. That's what she said. You know, we don't think ourselves different in Jamaica. Everybody's just a Jamaican, whether you're poor, you're black, you're white, you're Chinese, you're Indian. It doesn't matter. You're Jamaican.
Yeah.
So I see that 718-653 would like to say hello. So I'm going to open up the mic to you, and you're on. Who am I speaking with?
This is Maxine Lyons. How are you all doing?
We're doing very well. Welcome to the library.
Hi, Maxine.
Maybe I should have said, howdy do.
Yes.
Hi, Max Poet. How are you?
Doing? I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting conversation. I'm enjoying it.
And where are you calling from?
From the Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx. Well, I just want to welcome the Bronx tonight.
Thank you.
Along with me, I have my co-host who is calling. We're calling from Atlanta. We're based in Atlanta. Donna, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody. I've been
hi, Donna.
Hi, just enjoying the conversation.
Elaborate.
It is really nice just hearing everyone coming in and supporting Sharon and, you know, just the love that I can feel just through the phone from her family, and I know that she really appreciates it, and I appreciate hearing it.
Great.
Thank
fantastic.
Thank you.
And I just want to congratulate you again, Sharon, on your piece. It was well written and really written with passion, you know, expressing the way you felt. And that's what writing is all about, really, and that's what people can relate to when you write from the heart.
That's right, because you can always touch someone. There will always be someone out there who's had the same experience, but maybe they couldn't articulate it in the way in which you have done. And it means that we're tying ourselves together as a global family, because my experience may be the same as yours.
Amen.
So, you know, I just want to encourage people to live their dreams. It's never too late. And I just want to say to my family and my friends who are listening, thank you so much, guys, for giving me the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And stay tuned for more works coming in whatever forum it is. I hope you'll all still support. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to read, if I have time, Miss Marshall, last paragraph of the piece.
Yeah. Okay.
So that people can just get an idea of how I wrapped it up. Don't forget to read the piece in its entirety. You need to go to www.jamaicans.com, and the piece is called The Best of Both Worlds. And the last paragraph reads, I believe I'm a much better person because of my British heritage and Jamaican culture. Being rooted and grounded in both, interchanging dialects as only Jamaicans can, is something that fascinated my British work colleagues. Little did they know that my lapses into patois was simply to stop them eavesdropping on my conversations. I'm adding a third dimension since I now live in New York, but I'm longing for the day when I'll be able to return to the land of my parents' birth.
Oh,
very good. Excellent.
Isn't that
excellent.
A passionate
And I can relate to that part, sir.
Right.
You talk in part so they wouldn't eavesdrop.
But I am really thankful that I am so happy that I discovered you, and I want to encourage you to continue to write, and I want to ask you to join the backyard, you and your family. You can set up a community there. You can do live chat. The backyard has a front yard too, but once you enter the backyard, you sign up, make a profile, and it works just like Facebook.
Right.
So
get my mom to be computer savvy, and she will be.
Right. Well,
she's an incredible woman.
Mom,
and, you know,
why are you exposing me?
No, mom. Well, listen, you're talking to a senior here, and if I can do it, you can do it.
Thank you.
And one of the things we'll be doing on the backyard is to, in a little while, having tutorials that will help the people that feel challenged with the internet and all the new technology. So that's one of the things that's planned for the for the backyard as we get more people involved. So it's all free.
Wonderful.
There's no charge. and we want you to go on, log in, and set up a profile. But one of the features I wanted to discuss and to tell you about, Sharon, is that you can set up a private chat room. You know, a lot of people are afraid of chat rooms. But let's say you wanted to talk with your family and friends, any part of the world that they are. You could, in Backyard Labrish, you can set up a private chat room where the people you invite to the chat would be the ones that have the code to get in the chat.
Okay.
And it gives you an opportunity to say to everybody, well, let's get together at 6 o'clock on the 9th or the 10th or whatever date, and we're going to chat, have a chat. You know,
Excellent.
We'll spend an hour or half an hour of just catching up with what's happening. You can download videos, you can show pictures, and you can talk. When I say talk, I mean on the computer. You can send messages back and forth instantly. It's different from an email. You know,
wonderful
in an email,
yeah.
Right. It's instant where everybody would be connected. People in Jamaica, people in England, people in the U.S., people in the Bronx, people in Canada, people in wherever you are, all simultaneously if you arrange it that way. And nobody else, no outsiders could get in on that conversation. So that's
right.
One of the features of the backyard. So I'm asking everyone online to help us to promote it. And, you know, and spread the word so we can have a community going. And we're here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock with a Labrish, and we have a guest most times. And if we don't, we just talk to our callers and ask them to interact with us.
That's a movie, Norman.
So I want to ask if any of the callers want to say a parting word to Sharon, please let me know, and then you will be on. You can just hit one on your keypad again so I can open up the mic to you. Okay, so 718-798, you're on.
This is Sharon's mother again. I'd just like to thank you, Ms. Marshall, for giving Sharon the opportunity to
fulfill my dream.
Her
thanks,
peace.
Mom.
And as for you, Sharon, I know you have it in you, and with God's blessing, you will continue. And with my help, I will do all I can.
And I promise to support her as much as I can.
Thank you, Ms. Marshall, once again.
Yes, you're welcome.
And we're definitely going to join the community.
Well, thank you so much,
Sharon.
Okay, 718-798, you're on.
Yes, this is her aunt, Faye.
Hi, Aunt Faye.
This is her aunt,
Auntie Faye.
Whatever Rolla says, it comes from the heart, and it comes from me, too. And I hope
Sharon
continues what she has to do, and you know, with God's blessing. So
thank
you very
much,
Ms. Marshall.
You're most welcome, and I look forward to welcoming you to the community.
Yes.
718-653, you're on.
Yes, Sharon, this is Maxine. It was a
pleasure
listening to you. Sharon, I know you're a great person. You're a great writer. You have inspired me. You know that.
Beautiful.
You have inspired
but you know
me. You're part of my writing life, and I so adore and admire you. You're always going to be my friend.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you're
God
always
you.
Going to be
beautiful.
My bestest friend.
And you know what? We're talking to a poet right now. This is Max Poet, Maxine Lyons. And I'm hoping, Ms. Marshall, that you'll be able to feature her because she is one of the poets that does her work in the dialect, in Patois.
Ah, yes.
And she's an extraordinary
definitely.
Person. So one of the reasons I told her about this event is because each one teach one and each one bring one.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. And if we just all do that, you know, we can have a very thriving community helping each other because that's what friends and communities do. And in the period that we're in now globally, not just here in the United States, because, you know, when we sneeze here, the rest of the world catches a cold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So whatever is going on here affects every part of the world, because we're all connected, really, globally, you know, and spiritually, we're all one family, you know, even our enemies are really part of us. So if more people just find it in themselves to be more helpful to each other, and more supportive of each other, regardless of the culture that you come from or regardless of your background. You know, we're all contributing to a better world.
Exactly.
So I
and,
just,
you know,
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, Ms. Marshall.
No,
I was just going to say, and as our great new president has said, that we should be the change that we are looking for.
All right.
So I'm
Amen.
Hoping that the message resonates with everybody. And just in your forum that you're presenting right now, we will be the change.
Yes.
And
definitely.
You're going to see a movement that's going to grow from this forum that you have, that you will look back and say, I never knew.
Oh, well, thank you, Sharon. That makes me
That's
feel
good.
So good.
Very good.
I appreciate that.
Thanks.
And I just want to let everybody know on the call that when you go to the website, if you want to send me a message, just do so, or you can contact me directly at backyardlabrish@yahoo.com. I check that email every day. I don't always check the website every day, because sometimes my site is a little challenged.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I will respond to you. And I anyone that you know have a story, have a passion about their culture, you know, we're concentrating mostly on Jamaican culture, but any culture. Because, as I say, you know, we're all one in the world. And preserving, I just want to quickly tell you how I came on, why I am doing this. I took my first trip to Europe last year. Donna, was it last year or this year?
I think it was this year.
Yes, I think it was May.
Yeah, this year.
And I spent a couple of days in Spain, but not like a tourist, but because I stayed in a bed and breakfast, you know, in a middle-class neighborhood. So I could just get a feel for the culture. And I was so mesmerized by the way the Spanish people retain their culture, not just in their art and literature and all of that, but in their customs. Because the home we stayed in, these people were in their 80s. And they were on a computer. They were teaching me things that I didn't even know. And then their children would come once a week, and then their grandchildren. And they were sort of, you know, passing on their stories and doing things with their children and grandchildren, because I suppose they all lived close by.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be in Jamaica.
That's the way it used to be in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the way it used to be. It's not that way anymore.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. And I said, I came back to home, and I got online to see what was out there and who was out there. But the information I was getting, there was hardly any stories of my period that I grew up in Jamaica. There's a lot of information about what's going on in Jamaica now. But the Jamaica now is a different Jamaica than the one I grew up in.
Completely.
Right. And I'm sure that a lot of my listeners can relate to that. It's different.
You know, whenever my children come to visit, they always have such a laugh because I'll go back, way back, and they said, especially Sharon, she always say, Mom, you have to put that in writing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the little songs, the little
right.
memory gems from school.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's amazing.
And you see, this is something that you'll be able to put on the website when you build your profile, and it will be there forever.
Yeah, okay.
You know, on Backyard Labrish itself, you know, the www. Once you build a profile and get in the pro, it's just marvelous. It's just wonderful, and I hope
I will walk them through it.
Okay, very good. And
especially
you can
me.
Invite your friends. And as I say, people who want to verbally record their stories, I'm looking for grandmothers that have stories of when they were coming up in school, you know, what happened in the school system, how they entertained themselves. I wish I had asked my mother how she met my father. You know, my mother was born in 1912. And I was
my mother.
Right. I was born in 1935. And when I look back at what was happening in the... My mother never spoke much about... You know, I never asked her. And she never spoke much about what things were like when she was growing up. And I remember once when she wanted to,
I said to her, Mom, that happened long ago. I don't want to hear about that. At that time, I was busy bringing up my children. And whatever time she started that conversation, I must have been under some pressure, but I remember it in my mind. And I told her, yeah, I didn't have time to listen. I didn't have time at that time. No, I wish I'd have listened.
You wish you had.
True.
I wonder about that. I'm trying to get information from some of my cousins now. Do you remember this? Do you remember that? You know? And I said, wow, we that are living now, no matter how old we are or how young we are, because, you know, we don't know how long we're going to be here, whether we're young or old. So if we have stories to tell, we need to tell it.
That's true.
Because now we have the technology, you know, that can preserve it.
Yes.
So the preservation is already done for us. We just have to initiate, you know, the getting it done.
Right.
So I want
to get those storytellers out there.
Yes.
To come
I want
and relate
to
their stories.
Definitely. I want to thank my listeners again. And let me ask 718-653, did you want to chip in and say something?
Yes. Some of the things you were saying, just now when you mentioned that you didn't ask your parents and they didn't tell it, I can really relate to that. I wrote a poem called The Man of My Life I Never Met,
mm-hmm.
and it's regarding my father. And I don't know my father.
Mm-hmm.
When my mother was 11, I didn't ask any question because back then, to me, it was rude to ask your parents a question like that.
Yeah.
They didn't tell and I didn't ask. And I feel so sad now because she's passed on. Mm-hmm. There's nobody to tell me. And, you know, it bothers me sometimes.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I
so we should really, really. And it's just because of the way we grew up.
Yes.
You know, back then, as a child, they tell you, shut up, sit down, be quiet.
Yes.
You weren't allowed to ask certain questions.
And
you weren't
not
allowed
heard.
To. I was
right.
just going
mm-hmm.
to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Children should be seen but not heard. Yes.
Right, right.
So I can really relate to that. And it shouldn't be. You know, it really
right.
should not be.
Right.
Yes.
So now that we have this technology, we need to utilize it to leave our footprints. And my co-host, Donna, always encourage people, you know, to, as she say, leave a footprint, because that's exactly what it is, a footprint, you know, once we record it one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank my listeners again and remind everybody that you're listening, and thank my listeners online. You're listening to Backyard Labrish. This is Margaret Marshall. And we have been celebrating Sharon on her debut in writing.
Yes,
and Sharon,
Sharon left her footprint in the sun of time.
You know, that's right, honey.
Thank you so much. I'm totally blown away. And
okay.
and the Labrish, love the Labrish sweet, Mrs.
Yes,
love.
So it's a Labrish.
Bad.
Yes, yes, yes. So, again, you know, we're here each week, and we try to have a different guest every week, or we just
okay.
get together to labrish about what might be on our mind or things we remember about growing up. And I wanted to say that one of my I don't know if that listener is online now, but she lives here in Atlanta, and she was referring to her son who was carrying a very heavy book bag. And I said to her, he needs to carry it on his head. And she says, yes, he needs a kata.
Yes.
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 I know about the kata.
Yes.
I know about that.
Dry banana.
Sharon.
Leaf.
Yes.
Confess for Sharon.
And Miss Marshall, my grandmother was a higgler. Okay.
Oh, really?
So we know about the kata.
So it was
mine.
Yes. And you used to call it bankra.
Bankra, the basket. That's the basket.
Yes,
that's the
bankra. The bankra, go on the cutter.
Yes. What was a cutter made of?
Banana leaf.
Banana leaf.
Banana leaf.
Yeah, you roll it up, make it round.
The cutter wheel.
Right. For our listeners online that might not know what a cutter is, it is a
cushion,
I call it.
Yes.
That
yes,
you put on top of your head when you're going to take a load on top of your head. So people who came to the market and if they grow things in their fields in Jamaica and they were taking it to market and they were walking, or I suppose instead of resting the load directly on their head, this would be like a cushion.
Cushion.
And you know what I referred to it as I was thinking about it? A human luggage rack.
Okay.
You know, how
okay.
you have a luggage rack on the car to so that there's not friction between
right.
The suitcase or whatever you have on the top of the car and the car.
It was
actually
an insulator.
So that's
yeah.
what it was. It was a human luggage rack.
Luggage rack, yeah.
Okay, and
yeah.
I just want to
Amazing.
Throw this out there. I am looking for a volunteer to help me make a crossword puzzle, but with all Jamaican sayings and meanings. And I thought about that as I thought about the kata today.
Right.
So if you know any artistic person or any nerdy person who like to think about words and so on and so forth, we need to start creating a crossword puzzle to get people's mind thinking back about
going.
Their root,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And come up
I will call
words.
You about that, Ms. Marshall.
Beg your pardon?
I will call you about that
okay,
offline.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'm glad I put it
because
out there
I'm,
so
I'm
I have
also a crossword,
yes,
crossword
yes.
fiend.
Yes, yes. I have a girlfriend in Canada. I don't know if she's listening, but she's a real crossword, you know, nerd. She does crosswords all the time and does them very, very well. And I have thrown it out to her, but she's left Jamaica not as long as me, but she figured that she was not up to it. But I'm putting this out there. I hope she's listening, and I know that she can contribute to it, too. So anyone that can contribute to it, I would welcome them, because I think it would be something uniquely ours.
I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you could actually open a forum in the Labrish
right,
for crossword
right.
questions.
Yes, well, where's Donna? I'll have to tell you, I am not very, I'm good on the radio, and I'm good with coming up with ideas, but, Mom, don't feel too bad, because I'm a little challenged technically. I just don't let it stop me.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean? I'm on Facebook, and I Google stuff and all of that. Most of the times, I don't even know what I'm doing, but I do
wow.
it anyway.
There you go, Mom. Inspiration
yes.
for you.
I okay. do it anyway. Sometimes I have people write and say, oh, what the heck did I do? You know what I mean? But listen, you're privately in your house. I mean, it's safe. And I just want to let everybody know how much I appreciate all our listeners tonight. And we have a couple minutes. Left. Donna, did you want
yes.
to come in here with anything?
Yes, I want to just say, you know, first and foremost, again, to go to backyardlabrish.com and definitely leave a profile, but also want to thank all of the listeners that are in our chat room. I see that we have a day, and we had a couple of guests that were in the chat room, and just want to thank all of the guests and everyone for tuning in. Of course, you know, definitely want to make sure that everyone comes back, but I want to just say something and kind of add something to something that Sharon was saying, and that is she was talking about the, you know, one being the sickle cell program that, you know, that they were doing, the young ladies and her were doing together to make a difference in the sickle cell patients or people. And one of the things she said that's really important, I think, that we have to look at is the fact that sometimes we, you know, you never know how you're going to come together for a cause. And I think that, you know, it's really amazing to me how Miss Margaret gets on the online, and she goes and she just, you know, elaborates with people and finds them and develops a great relationship with them. And she was speaking so highly of Sharon before I even got a chance to meet her. I read her story, and I found it, you know, it was a great story, and you could see a sense of love and passion in the story. But also something else that I realized is that, you know, you just never know where you're going to come, and you're going to find that next person that's going to take whatever you're doing to the next level. And I, you know, I'm kind of on the line here, but I just want to say that I look forward to really, you know, us working with Sharon to, you know, take the site to the next level. And I think that that's going to be a great thing for us all partnering together to take this to the next level.
Okay,
and Donna, I just want to say very quickly that nothing really happens in a vacuum. And I'm trying to be a very spiritual person, but, you know, we all have feet of clay. And there, you know, the spirit, is the hand of the Lord is in this.
Definitely.
I firmly believe that.
Definitely.
So I'm looking forward to great things and really collaborating.
Well,
and I want, once again, thank you for the opportunity.
Big. You're most welcome, my dear. And, Mom, if you don't mind, I'm adopting her.
Okay, I'll let you share her with me.
Okay, great. I want to welcome my caller from 917. I see you're listening. You perhaps don't want to say hello, but that's fine. We welcome you and hope you'll be back next week.
Okay.
And just to say again, caller from 631-673, we welcome you. We welcome all our listeners in the chat room. And to remind you again that we're here each week at Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio and invite you to visit our website. We have some neat information there, and we're trying to keep it fresh. And that's www.backyardlabrish.com. So welcome everybody again, and we thank everybody again, and we have a couple of minutes left on our show. So a caller from 718-653, did you have something else you wanted to share with us?
Hello.
Hello. Who's
this? This is Maxine.
Maxine.
Yeah, Sharon's friend.
Yes, Sharon's friend.
Yeah, I'm so happy, you know, that you guys decided to do something of this sort, because as Sharon was saying before, the kind of poetry that I write, I do a lot of Louis Bennett style, a lot of patois stuff, and I really need a platform where I can, you know, portray my stuff other than the way that I do. So
right.
I'm happy to be a part of this forum, and I like what I hear, and I'll definitely be tuning in.
Great. And please go to our website and become part of the community, because there, you know, I'm going on a cruise next week. But once I get back, I'll be doing a lot of blogging to bring people to the website so that your information will, you know, I'm getting people to join, so more people will be seeing what you do.
Okay.
If you want them to, because, you know, you can make your stuff private, or you can make it open to the people in the community. So I'll be happy to give you as much exposure as I possibly can, because I'm about people living their passion, because I've certainly lived mine, and I am living mine now. And I think that is part of the reason why I'm still here, and I'm still quite vibrant and ready to rock and roll.
I hear it from you. I hear the vibrant.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm pretty up there in age, you know. But as Sharon reminds me, that it's just a number.
Age is nothing but a number.
Yes, and my co-hosts always keep telling me that. And I must say that I have a lot of supporters and a lot of people who have really encouraged me about what I'm doing. And personally, I feel very good about it, because I know I'm leaving a footprint. And this is a forum, as I mentioned to one of my callers who had one of their friends mentioned that, you know, it was sort of not their thing because it wasn't professional enough. And I said, you know, it wasn't designed to be a Barbara Walters interrogation, you know, putting you on the spot type of thing.
Yeah.
A Labrish is not that.
Absolutely.
You know, a Labrish is about sharing ideas, supporting each other, talking about
and
something.
Informal.
That is, yes, yes, and being, you know, in a environment that you feel nurtured and loved.
Be yourself.
Definitely.
Be your real self.
But, you know, as I said before, this forum is really going to take off, because I know a lot of my friends, a lot of my Facebook friends are listening. Maybe they're not speaking at the moment, but they're listening out there. And, Ms. Marshall, you will be surprised at where this is going to go.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because there are a lot
so
of people
much.
Out there who needed this outlet.
Yes,
and
yes.
Thank you for being there.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
I can't say it enough.
All right. And I'm going to be helping you
come
with your book. That's my personal promise.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
I will. And I'm quite, you know, experienced. I've been in marketing. Sales and marketing has been my forte all my life. I'm now retired, and I'm doing this for fun. So, actually, but you know, I will help you in
as much as I can. Thank you.
So, and I want to ask all our listeners, you know, to invite your friends to be part of what we're doing, because, you know, it as Sharon mentioned, you know, this sometimes brings people out of their shell, you know, people who might not feel that they have something to contribute. You know, by listening to us discussing something that they might have a passion for or have information on. Because even though I say consider myself a senior, I'm still learning, you know, and I still want to learn. And I invite any of my listeners that have something that can be meaningful to me learning something new. I'm always learning something new, even about my culture and about my island, because I can tell you one thing, I've done more research. You know, when I was talking about, we had a show on our elders, and I had to go and research what happened when my mother was growing up. I had to do the research and go by the historical facts instead of having her stories. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yep.
I found out that the year she was born, there was a hurricane there, and, you know, a lot of things about that year. Now the next thing I'm going to do is research the year that she had me, you know, what was going on the island,
right.
Because I just find that very intriguing. The younger folks might not think they're interested now, but I guarantee you that
they
get older, they're going to be so interested that...
Mm-hmm.
At least we would have done our part because we're leaving the stories. And I see that 631-673 would like to say hi. So you're on. This is Margaret. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Margaret. This is Joan Williams.
Hi, Joan. Welcome.
I'm very, very impressed with the program, and I'm glad I really listened. And Sharon is really very, very interesting and very knowledgeable. Very happy I listened.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to tell listeners that Joan and I go back many, many years since we were kids. Right, Joan?
Wow.
That's right.
And I have not seen her in perhaps 30 years.
Quite a long time.
Yes,
oh
yes. So you see how this medium can
bring you together.
Together.
Right.
So, you know. Invite your friends. And, Joan, I'm sure you can relate to not getting stories from your mother. Because
that's
right.
That's right. I listened to that part intently. And as you folks said, children were made to sit and listen.
But not heard.
Right. You know, and a lot of things I have to know, ask my younger relatives who grew up where my mother was, to find out a lot of things about my parents, you know, and it's really sad that, you know, you grew up that way. But these children here in America, they are completely different, you know,
yes,
which is good. Because the children in Jamaica, they were actually considered dark, you know, and see your little grand girl go, your mom is calling you. Hello, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt on the program, but she's in my room and her mother is calling her. Very, very happy I listened to the this show.
Beautiful.
And where are you calling
Sharon
from?
Is a very, very intelligent girl, and on Wednesdays I will really listen.
Okay, and
thank
you. Tell the listeners where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Huntington in Suffolk County, New York.
Okay.
Oh,
way
well.
Out on the island, almost going to the Hamptons.
Yes.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And very
welcome
snowed
and
in
thank
today.
You so much.
I don't know if other places are snowed in like us, but I'm very, very snowed in today.
Okay,
stay warm.
We're here in Georgia.
You are snowing down
We're in the 70s today. Weren't we 70 today, Donna?
Isn't that nice?
Donna,
wow.
Are you there?
Yes, I do believe so. Yeah, we were
yes, we've been having exceptionally good weather. It's been raining.
We also had a zero today.
Really? Where? Yeah,
no, it was 40. You were in 70. We also had a zero.
Where you had a zero?
No, we were 40 in New York.
Oh, 40 in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so warm.
I
didn't even know it was so warm.
Yeah, it finally got up there.
Right. I've been to London a couple of times, too, you know, and... I'm really impressed with London, too. But everywhere, they say, have changed.
Yes,
it has.
Very nice country.
Uh-huh.
Well, what we'd like to do on Backyard Labrish is to leave a living memory of what things were like in our culture when we grew up, That's the whole concept.
Right.
Because what is happening now is being documented on the internet. You know, whether it's good, the good and the bad, all of it is being recorded. And we need to, you know, tell stories about how the things were when we were growing up.
Right.
Not necessarily that it's going to change people, or we're not looking for what's better or what's good. We're just saying what was, you know,
yes.
What is.
And
just
I'm sure there are people
back.
Who would like to know.
As someone who really is seeking for her culture and for the roots of her life, I'm actually going back to Jamaica for an event that's taking place. I don't know if this is considered an advert. I don't think it is.
No.
Because it's
not.
Something that should be of interest to all people of who are seeking for
right.
their roots.
Right.
But in Portland, in Somerset Falls, I'm attending an event on the 15th of February called Fiwi Sinting.
Mm-hmm.
And the very topic that you're talking about now, Miss Marshall, is going to be on display. The
wow.
Kumina, the
uh-huh.
Dinkimini, the Mento,
yes.
the poetry, the food, and they're actually going to be having an ancestral send-off.
Wow.
Where they pay homage to the ancestors who've gone on before.
That
so
is
I'm fun. Really looking forward to that event, and I will promise to take lots of pictures, and I'll be posting them
right, you
with
can
your
put
permission.
Them on the website.
Yes,
yes,
put them on the website.
Yes,
so if anybody is in Jamaica on the 15th of February, it's a Saturday, it's taking place at Somerset Falls. So check, they have a website, it's called fiwisinting.net, I believe.
Would you spell
check
that
out.
For the listeners who might not know how it's spelled?
Fiwisinting is fiwisinting.com, and of course it's preceded by www.
Of course. Thank you so much. And to our listeners again, thank you all for being here, and we hope you will go to www.backyardlabrish.com and become a member of the Backyard community, and also invite your friends. It has the feature where you can invite a friend. And if there are any technical difficulties, just email us and let us know, because, you know, as Sharon said, you know, we're a work in progress. And but, you know, you have to start someplace.
Definitely.
So just like how we're starting to rebuild the country of our choice for living right now, we all have to come together and support each other. And on my last show, I talked about, you know, we're expecting change, but as Sharon said, the change begin with us. What are we willing to change to make this new economy that we need to make it work? What are we willing to change to make it work? You know, some people need to be more conscious of recycling. You know, a lot of people are not recycling. Some people need to become more conscious of waste, and perhaps don't be so wasteful, you know, with our time, our food, our personal belongings. You know, we were such a disposable society, unlike when we grew up in Jamaica, when we fixed things. You know, I remember when mm-hmm. I came here first and a toaster or something went bad and I tried to have it fixed, and people laughed at me. You know what I mean? They thought I was from a different planet. I couldn't sort of relate to the fact that you can't fix it. Why can't you fix it? You know? Tell me to go buy another one.
Yeah,
that's right.
I said, are they crazy? You know? So
welcome
I had a culture shock. As a matter of fact, I had planned to write a book, The Americanization of Margaret. Because
wow.
I came here in 1959, and it took me some... I don't know why, before I thought I got it, you know what I mean? Mm. So I was way out in left field. First of all, I didn't even know I was black till I got here. You know what I mean? Then I had to decide, well, I mean, I didn't fit in anywhere, and oh, man, it was something else.
Yeah,
and then even the way people, you know, behaved and how they behaved with their stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, we were accustomed to custom-made dresses. I didn't know what size I was because all my clothes was made.
Made, yeah.
And my American friends thought I was sort of loony in the head that I didn't know what size I was. They didn't understand that my clothes was measured and it was made and tailored to me.
Yes.
Not to a lot of other people. We didn't have clothes to go buy a size 10. You bought the fabric and the dressmaker made it.
That's
how I grew up too.
Right, so but you can imagine.
We all did.
Yes, but it's hard for people to relate to that, that never had that in their, you know.
In their, upbringing. Or.
So I think that for me, I just celebrate the way I was raised. I thought we had something very special that I would like to leave some information about so that, you know, anybody interested could know from the people who lived in those times things used to be like. But back to the mental. Do you know, I remember clearly visiting with a relative in the country, and I don't remember what country it was, part of the country. I don't mean part of the world for our American listeners or our foreigners that might be listening. I'm not talking about a part of the world when we say part of the country.
A parish.
Part of the parish in Jamaica, but we call it country. Anything that wasn't Kingston was country.
It was country.
Yes.
Do we have any Kingstonians on the line?
I am.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you remember if you went to Spanish Town, you were going to country.
That's right.
Right. So when you're going to Westmoreland and places like that, you were really going to
country
on the diesel.
Right.
But what I remember is that whoever I was staying with taking me to the square where they were dancing quadrille.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody on the line relate to that?
Yes,
my
mother and my aunt. Excellent quadrille dancers.
Okay. And quadrille is similar to what they call square dancing here. Am I not correct?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember, but as I remember, they were doing things that would be similar to square dancing.
Yes.
They had different dances that they would say, like figure one or figure two.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's similar to Western dancing. You know, where they spin the partner around and they change partners and things like that.
Yeah.
And I remember we weren't doing that in Kingston. But when I went to the country, my relative, whoever, would take me to the square and they would have this quadrille dancing.
Mm.
And they had mento music. It wasn't calypso in those days. It was mento.
Right.
Mento.
And I'm talking ZQI days. Joan, you can relate to that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
ZQI days before Radio Jamaica.
Wow.
So we really.
That's a new one
back.
To me. I learned something today. ZQI.
Yes.
Okay.
ZQI.
Radio station.
Yes, that was our first radio station.
Wow.
And I remember clearly, we just have a few more minutes, that our communication was through telegrams.
Yes.
Right?
I remember that.
And when any family see the telegram man coming,
Bad news. Everybody started to cry. Bad news.
Yes. I knew it was. That's the way it was in my family. People would just start to cry before they even got to the gate.
Yes.
You know, it was a death.
It's a bad news.
Yes. So I just wondered if any of our listeners could relate to that. But things
that,
you know.
I just want to make a quick point. This. Sorry, Miss Margaret.
No
I
problem.
Remember as a child, my relatives were coming from abroad. They would send a telegram too for that reason
to say
they were coming.
Yes. So that you and in my day in Kingston, if someone was leaving, a whole like 3 carloads of people would
Went
go
to
the
airport
to see them off.
See them off.
The big send off.
In suits, necktie, and jacket, and the whole 9 yards.
That's right. And I remember.
It was blazing hot.
Yes. And I remember seeing pictures of my aunts when they used to go to parties. No, they were before my time. They're wearing gloves and hats and things like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now I look
like I have some pictures of my mum. Just like that. And my Auntie Joey. Like that.
And you
and
can
my
put
Uncle
that on the
Roy.
Website. Yes.
I'm going to be posting them on the website. So watch out, you guys.
All right.
I want to post me.
Well, we're almost out of time, but we've just had a wonderful labrish. And 718-653, did you have a parting word?
I just want to say I'm happy that I really tuned in. I'm really very happy, and I'm definitely going to be a part of this link because this is definitely what I like.
Well,
Karen
thank
knows
you
that.
So much. Thank you so much.
I can
much.
Relate
right,
to a lot
so.
Of stuff that you guys spoke about. Most of it and a lot more I can really relate to. So it's a
definitely.
Good start to this.
And
definitely.
Sharon, I want to thank you very much for being my guest. And I want to thank all your family and friends that have tuned in. And I just feel that we're family already.
Yes,
we
are.
We're part of the backyard family. And
thank you
Donna,
so much.
You want to chime in here for the couple of minutes we have left?
Just want to say, just pretty much reiterate the same thing. It's been a wonderful labrish, and I'm just glad that everyone was able to tune in. And I look forward to everyone joining us in the backyard at backyardlabrish.com and leaving a message, leaving a footprint there, as well as the footprint that they've left here on Blog Talk Radio. So back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Donna.
And I want to tell you that although Donna is not from our culture, she's such a great support to me and to the whole culture and the whole cause. So we all have to be grateful to Donna.
Yeah,
so we're
definitely.
Going to have to come up with a name for her because she's an American who with a love for Jamaican culture. So we have.
We'll just call her an honorary Jamaican.
Oh, yes. Okay, Donna. You're honorary Jamaican.
Okay.
All right.
Matter of fact, we'll just call her Jamaican too.
Jamaican too.
I like that.
Jamaican too.
Jamaican too.
Yeah.
Okay, Donna. You can choose your title. Okay. And again, I want to welcome caller from 917 area code. And 631 area code and all the other area codes and the ones listening online. And we're going to be signing off shortly. And I want to thank you again for a very pleasant evening. And I hope that we've warmed you up, those of you in the coal region, and you can actually feel the trade winds blowing across your easy chair.
I certainly can.
Chill. And we're going to end our session with a little music from our music man. So there he is.
Thank you, radio listeners.
Okay.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you, my family.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sharon Hamilton Pearson saying good night.
Goodbye.
And see you next week.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Thank you, Sharon. And do get in touch with me.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
On backyardlabrish@yahoo.com. And that,
yes.
Anyone can write me on that. That's my personal email.
Take care, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Good night, Cher.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Uncle Roy.
Bye,
Cher.
Bye, later.
Take care. We'll talk.
Okay, walk good as we say in Jamaica.
Yeah, walk good.
Walk good.
Walk good.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Make good to
bye.
Walk with you.
Yes, 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 yes. I still see you're still with me. Is there something you want to say? Put up your hand. I'm still here. Well, I just want to welcome you again and tell everybody we're signing off in a couple of seconds. And you've been listening to Backyard Labyrinth. This is Margaret Marshall, your host. Donna Robinson is your co-host. And our special guest this evening, you can find her article on www.jamaican.com, and she's Sharon, and look for her article called, okay, we're running out of time, it's called The Best of Both Worlds, and you can leave her a comment, and we invite our listeners to tune in
Backyard every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We'll be on Just a Good Fabric. Please tell your friends about us, because we're trying to build our community and leave footprints about the rich culture of Jamaica. So good night, and thanks again for listening. And I'll see you next week. Bye.